TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast!
Hey buddy, it's Tim. Before we begin this week's show, I'd like to give a quick shout out to Princess Edamame, aka Melanie. It is her birthday, the day we recorded this, so happy birthday to Melanie! Everybody sing along! Were you singing? Yeah, I wasn't either. But you know what? We love you, Melanie. Enjoy the show. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
TanCast. Noah's on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
No, I will follow you.
There's no point in following him. He hasn't tweeted a goddamn thing yet.
That's fine. I'm still going to follow him.
There's no need.
I actually didn't need to create a Twitter account. I just... Basically, Amazon has this Twitter feed of, like, deals, Black Friday deals are going to post. And I was like, oh, I want to see this. And I was like, oh, I should create a Twitter account. And I was like, oh, wait, I didn't need to create a Twitter account. They have an RSS feed for that.
So you're really not going to use your Twitter account, are you?
I don't know. I might. Someone's giving away free Zunes if you Twitter them a message. So I was like, well, now I can do that.
You want a Zune?
For free? Sure.
Noah now has one follower.
You go, Noah.
Now I'm going to follow Amazon deals as well. I'm up over 100 followers. I'm so proud of me.
I was like, I do want to get some deals, but I don't want to go out in the fucking early in the morning. How could I do this? Well, let me see what Amazon has.
So... Tim, you created Tim Babb and then created Tim Babb Comedian?
No, I created Tim Babb Comedian and then realized I didn't want somebody else to shark Tim Babb, so I just created Tim Babb as well.
Ah, nice.
Which is funny because the email that uses Tim Babb Comedian is Tim at TanCast, and the email that's just Tim Babb is Tim Babb Comedian.
That's awesome.
And there's a third one called Cougar Tim, which is also me.
Cougar! Arr!
Arr, look out, he's coming. That's a little sad. I've only got 242 followers, and I'm probably trying a lot harder than Andy is. Tim fails at life.
I think I've picked up several followers from you, Tim.
Tim fails at life.
No, Andy what? Rides Tim's coattails.
Toattails?
Why can't you get all your Facebook people to follow you?
You got fuck if I know. I can't get anybody to do anything. I can't even get them to come out to a goddamn
Facebook
show.
People. Although, I guess Facebook is different, because then you can just add him as your friend. But a lot of people add you.
Yeah, but also a lot of those people are comedians, and we don't care about each other.
What's your Twitter account, Tim? Put it out there. See if some of our people follow you.
All right, well, I'll say it when we start the show.
Okay.
Welcome to TanCast, fuckwads.
Hey! Why they gotta be fuckwads?
No?
No. He was welcoming us to TanCast, Noah.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay, cool. Wait, well, I gotta be a fuckwad.
Fuckwads.
Can I just be a wad?
Our listeners are beautiful people. Except for the group from Norway that stopped listening. Fuck you, Norway.
Hey.
How do you know we're not just banned in Norway?
I like you, Norway. Do they got tall women there?
Well, okay, we have one Norway listener left. Thank you to one person. The rest of you, go to hell.
Tim says it like it is.
I was telling my wife, they all jump shift after Halloween, and I looked it up, that Norwegians don't celebrate Halloween. Maybe that's the problem. Apparently they're easily alienated. Well, fuck it, I don't know what Halloween is. I quit.
Well, congratulations to them for understanding English, especially our own fucked up brand in the first place.
Maybe we should find out some Norwegian holidays and talk about them for them. Happy Gefelte Day!
Maybe that one Norwegian who's still listening will spread the word. Hey, yeah. Guys!
talk about our holidays!
They're totally Norwegian inclusive now!
Happy Fjordsgiving! my wife and I invented a new holiday last night.
What is it?
We're calling it Wootmas.
Wootmas?
It's where you... Well, you buy a bunch of Woot things, but you don't open the boxes, and then you just open them all on one day. Just some random day.
Is that what you guys did?
No, it's what we're doing today.
Nice.
She has been wooting like Woot might leave. Like Woot might be gone someday.
Really? Has it had like, that many... Like, I've been looking, I'm like, oh, did she participate in the Woot-off?
I think she participated in at least
did
one Woot-off.
Did she ever? Bong!
It just wooted right over her face. Woot, 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 motherfucker, woot. No, no, no. She's like been buying Christmas presents for my nephews and for my son and from like kids.woot and shit like that. But oh my god, just stacks of woot. I come home and it's like more woot. Like, woman, we're gonna drown in woot.
Woot woot. The whistle go woot woot.
Moving along.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the naked man in Tancast.
Are you really naked?
No, it's fucking cold here.
Yeah, fuck that. There's no time for nakedness. This is a time for layers.
We don't turn on the heater around here. Apparently, it sets off the fire alarm, according to my wife.
That's a little sad.
That's the lie she tells you to keep you cold.
I think she'd rather be bored than be. You know, I'm fine. It saves us money. I'll bundle up. I don't give a fuck.
Our shower sets off the smoke detector.
What? The steam?
Yep. Yeah. I assume, because the smoke detector's nowhere near this fucking shower.
But steam's not really like smoke.
It's all the same in the eyes of the Lord.
A small particle of stuff. Most smoke detectors operate with a tiny bit of low radioactive material in one end, and a little tiny detector for radiation in the other end. And if the radiation stops getting from point A to point B, it goes off. So any tiny particles will do. Smoke, steam.
I thought they were better than that.
I don't know. Microscopic bits of jizz. So don't air out like your jizz dust right underneath your smoke detector.
Maybe I will. Beep, beep. Uh-oh, jizz alarm.
Your jizz dust detector.
No one needs one of those. More than Andy.
Are you saying I'm old? Are you saying it's just coming out dust now?
Yep.
I'm younger than you, motherfucker. I just act old.
And you're old in spirit.
Yes, and apparently in the balls.
Well, definitely. Those balls are used and abused. Rode hard and put away wet.
Ew.
My poor little raisin nuts.
I like that was too much for Noah. I heard a little ew in the background. Yep. Shall we do some tan laughs?
Shall we?
We shall.
I don't know how every week I can manage to be unprepared for this. Tim goes, shall we do some tan laughs? And I'm like, yeah, let me log into our mail system and see if I have any.
You are a douchehead.
A douchehead.
Yes.
Damn it. I keep doing an Andy and I grab things that make noise and I make noise during Tancast and then I go to edit. And I'm like, Tim, what the fuck? Last week I was opening and closing an umbrella. So it was like, wathunk, wathink, wathunk, wathink. I was like, what, Tim, you're talking. Put the umbrella down. This week, it was a pen.
Why were you playing with the umbrella, you piece of shit?
Because it was there. In fact, there it is, taunting me. Tim, you know you want to click my buttons. Click it.
Click it. You got to click it before you stick it. You got to get it nice and wet so we can click it. A la 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 la.
All right. Here we go. 10 laughs.
Laughs,
it's time
for 10 laughs,
send
us your 10 laughs,
we'll
read them on the show.
This one is sent in from Dave. Yay. Thank you, Doc Holliday over there.
Are you a lunger?
This one is sent in by Dave from the Mousetalgia podcast.
Yo, he says Dave! He didn't
get it. I don't know if he listens. He said, here's a 10 laugh for you, implying that he's heard the show. So, I feel I've corrupted, like, now half of the Mousetalgia team by making them listen to the show. Save yourself, Jeff and Becky. Save yourselves.
You do realize that for Jeff and Becky to hear that warning, it's already too late.
Damn it. Well, maybe Kristen and Dave can pass it on. So, yeah. He says he didn't get this himself. He got it from somebody else's Twitter account. And he was like, so I can't take credit for it. I'm like, nobody writes these jokes they send in on Tan Laughs. So, here you go. If the Indians had given the pilgrims a donkey instead of a turkey, we'd all be having a piece of ass on Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah.
Andy.
That's deliciously messed up. Yes, Noah.
Have you watched your Planet Earth DVD all the way?
No, I have not.
Have you gotten to the part where they talk about the wild asses?
I saw Planet Earth when it was on Discovery TLC or whatever the hell channel they ran it on. Pretty sure it was Discovery. So yes, I've seen that part, but no, I have not seen it in HD. Oh. I've not seen Wild Asses.
It's just the dialogue that they use is very amusing. At least on the one I got. He goes, The wild ass is very elusive. Or something like that. The female wild ass is very
elusive. Every single guy, fucking tell me about it.
It's just very apt. Like, if you listen, if you weren't watching, like, you know, wild asses, the animal running around, you'd be like, you know what? He's right. He's talking about real life. So that was
wild ass is elusive. You can only ever find tame ass. Tame ass that wants to introduce you to its parents and then move in and get cats.
You already had cats. Don't fucking get it twisted.
Oh, I'm totally not talking about my life. I love cats.
I know you do.
Mmm, pussy.
You love cats like a fat guy loves, well, in your case, cats.
Cats, yeah.
He's a fat guy.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to wash my pussy out. I mean, you know, they groom themselves, but...
You got a fan laugh or something?
Oh, I got a good one.
Awesome. All right, Noah, you want to go next?
I can go.
Somebody.
Yeah, go.
All right.
Do it. What's the difference? I dare you.
Done?
Yeah.
All right. What's the difference between a Catholic priest and acne?
I don't know.
Acne doesn't come on a boy's face until after he's 13.
That's not fair. They usually wait.
All right, here's a sexist one.
It's holy water. Just hold still.
How many men does it take to open a beer?
I don't know.
None. The beer should be open when she brings it.
Yeah.
I was tempted to step on your punchline there because I could see where it was going.
It was going to hell.
Oh, this is fucked up. Why do you never put a baby in a blender head first?
I don't know.
So you can watch the look on its face?
Basically, because the look on their face is priceless. All right, I'm done.
You know the horrible thing? I haven't heard that joke before.
You just think like
you're a dirty bastard.
This is quite logical. I can see exactly where this is going.
This is quite logical.
Oh, I got one more racist one.
Of course you do.
All right, the trifecta.
What does a black kid get for Christmas?
I don't know.
Your bike.
Oh.
And I'm done.
Wow, so... Noah had religiously offensive, sexist, violently disgusting, and racist.
Hooray!
All right, well, my tan laugh comes... I'm pretty sure this is from our listener, Mike. There's no signature on it, but the email address, I think, is familiar. A little blind girl goes to her mother and says, "Mommy, Mommy, when will I be able to see?" Her mom says, "I'll tell you what, I'll take you to the pharmacist." This says chemist in here, but I'm translating it to American English. "And we'll get you some special cream for your eyes, and you'll be able to see in the morning." So they went off to the pharmacist, got the cream, went home, and all the while the little girl was getting more and more excited at the prospect of being able to see again. Once they got home, her mother put the cream on the little girl's eyes, wrapped a bandage around her head, and told her to go to bed. The following morning, the little girl stumbles into her mom's bedroom, excitedly shouting, "Quick, Mommy, take the bandages off so I'll be able to see again!" Mom slowly took off all the bandages, taking her time, and all the while the little girl was getting more and more excited. Once they were off, the little girl said, "But Mommy, I still can't see," to which her mother replied, "April Fools!"
Woo! That amused me.
Yeah, I almost did a spit take when I read that one. I'm like, oh, perfect.
Oh, we're horrible, horrible people.
Yes, we are.
How was everybody's horrible, horrible week?
Wasn't bad. Had a little bit of the stomach flu earlier in the week. And I pooped all that out, and now I feel better.
Hooray!
Mm-hmm.
Happy days are here again.
All right.
My week was good. I did nothing of particular excitement. Well, I did go out last night to the city.
Oh, where'd Noah go?
It was like supposed to be like a street fair that was inside. So they had like this room full of like, you know, street vendors with their street food.
I was gonna
food.
Say that's like a room fair.
I don't know.
Or a party.
I had some bacon potato chips.
Ooh,
they're good. They kind of tasted like don't they have a bacon like in sour cream flavor like Ruffles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the one that does the freeze-dried stuff? Tater skins.
Okay. Well, this one, it tasted like, it kind of reminded me of the Ruffle chips.
Ah.
I had some sangria, and it was good. Delicious. It ran out pretty fast, so.
You say this was in the city?
Yeah.
I was in the city yesterday, too.
What?
What time did you get there?
For those of you who don't live in the San Francisco Bay Area, the city is San Francisco.
No, there's... What mean? Everyone knows what the city is, Andy.
No, they don't.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No.
They're like, the city? I know what that is. I'm in...
Trust me, people around here say, hey, I'm going into the city. It's Atlanta. I'm sure anyone in the tri-state area said, hey, you want to go down to the city tonight? They mean New York.
No, San Francisco's the only city
in
the world.
Southern California, it's L.A.
I got there at 7-ish, 7:30-ish.
We left at 4. We missed each other.
You missed the early city, man. That's why I saw the guy on the BART with the crazy eyes asking for $9. Like, he had this, like, wide stare. He's like, anybody got $9? I need $9. But he didn't say, like, why he needed $9. He's just like, I need $9. And people just...
Well, if he was on BART, maybe he needed it to get where he was going.
But, well, I don't think you could spend $9 on BART one way. Maybe two ways.
I was going to say, maybe he needed to get back. This wasn't a suicide mission, Noah. He had to get home.
I don't know what he never stated. Someone gave him some money. And then there was this cute Asian girl in front of me, but I don't know what she was doing to her fingers. It looked like she was chewing the shit out of them. It just had, like, skin flaps hanging off, and it just looked disgusting. I'm like, really? Like, that's just sad. Why would you do that? It's very distracting.
Oh, that's why he said it like that. Like, because Noah said, that's why I saw the guy on BART that needed the $9. Like, we were all supposed to have known that already, and I'm sure the listener's like, wait, I was supposed to know that? How was I supposed to know that? He posted it as his Facebook status.
You should all know everything.
We assume that you're listening to this podcast because you've done the prerequisite reading of all of our Facebooks, Twitters, blogs.
Yeah. If you want me to know what you're doing, you better tweet it.
Maybe I will now.
Yeah.
Now I just got to find a good iPhone tweet app.
I've had some pretty good luck with Twitterific. I'm using the free version right now.
And there's a non-free version?
Yes. No ads.
I don't know. Maybe there's also a jailbreak. I jailbroke my iPhone.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
Woo!
Exciting.
I know what that means.
It means he can do whatever the fuck he wants with it now.
Yeah. I could stick it in my butt if I want. I couldn't do that before it was jailbroken.
I was going to say, you couldn't stick it in your butt previously to now?
Nope. No. Apple's got anti-butt technology.
But when you jailbreak it, it breaks that. So it just slides in.
That's why they call it jailbreaking, because, you know, then you can keister it.
I saw some dude with an iPhone yesterday. Like, Noah, you think my iPod has a, you know, fucked up screen now? Dude, this guy, it looked like it had tried to deflect a bullet.
But it was still using it?
He was trying to use it. What?
Oh, I was just saying he was still using it?
Yeah, he was, you know, he was using it, but it was, like, just all splintered. Like, I think chunks were actually missing from the screen in parts.
Oh,
wow.
And I was like, I turned it to Nell, that's why I can't get an iPhone.
Yeah, would you even want an iPhone?
Not particularly.
Okay. I'm like, you seem pretty happy with your Razer.
Not really, but it, you know, it gets the job done.
Yeah, it does.
I have to mash down on the keys now to get them to work.
Nice.
Like, like you have to go like, down!
Five! Sorry, I just found myself doing what my wife does.
Masturbating?
No, adds the extra syllable.
Looking at pictures of Matt Damon?
Yes.
Matt Damon!
So what was your wife? What are you doing that your wife does?
I added the extra syllable to a word that doesn't need it to add emphasis. So, like, if she gets pissed off at our son because he's, you know, like, scratching at her or whining or whatever, she doesn't just say no, she says,
Noah!
Maybe she's trying to talk to me.
Yeah. And she gets really pissed off at me when I make fun of her for it.
Amazing.
What?
Where's Noah? She's like, stop it! Did I?
Andy, that was a fairly well-constructed comedy bit, if you were to do that on stage. Because it has a callback to its original premise at the end of the joke.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
Thank you.
Comedy 101 with Tancast. Write your own jokes.
Write them!
But then stay the fuck home, because we don't need any more goddamn competition out here in the comedian world.
All the funny ladies.
All the funny ladies. Ooh, I hear Twitter phone is good, Andy.
I use Twitter phone. Didn't they rename that thing, though?
Oh, did they? I'm looking at something old.
Yeah. Twitter phone was pretty good. I it kind of went back and forth with Twitterific. And I've got a buddy who swears by Tweety. He fucking loves it.
Swears by it.
Swears by it.
Like, he's
he
like,
goes, fuck
fucking
shit!
Tweety! No. No, it's when he goes to battle, he goes, by Tweety, I shall avenge thee! He talks like that because he's, you know, been drinking battery acid and he's always high.
Oh, yeah.
and we just lost my wife.
She hasn't listened to these in a while, right?
No, she hasn't.
That's what I thought. We're safe.
Yep. Yeah, so fuck that bitch.
So you can talk about what you're doing for Christmas.
Oh, shit. I should write things down.
Yeah, you should, piece of shit.
Is that just a general rule for life that you just realize for yourself? You know what? I should write things down.
My brain is old and full of holes like Swiss cheese. No, like, my wife just, like, days ago went, hey, you know what you can get me for Christmas?
And you don't remember.
No.
That happens to me all the time. I'm like, or Danelle will say something, I'm like, oh, that'd be a good idea for a Christmas present. And then I'll remember that I said that, and that's all I remember.
Yes! Fuck!
That happens to me with jokes all the time, too. I'm like, that'd be a good idea for a joke. I gotta write that down in the morning. I'll wake up, fuck.
There was something funny. Yeah, I'll, like, have ideas for stories. Like, I'm falling asleep. I'm like, oh, that would be fucking awesome. I should write that down, and I should fucking write that out, and it would be a great story. And, yeah, then I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I don't know, I think there was butter.
Are you like George McFly? Are you sitting on the next great story and you're not publishing it?
Probably, because I fall asleep and it falls out of my head. I got to stop sleeping. There's my problem.
Well, it's one of them.
One of them, yes. Oh, man, my wife watched that retarded movie, Darwin Awards.
Wow, they made a movie of that?
Yes, and apparently it was shit. And it had a bunch of people in it, too.
Most movies do. It's very few with a cast of only like one or two people. They always have a bunch of people in it.
Like famous people.
Bumping into shit.
Like it was starring Joseph Fiennes, and I think Winona Ryder was in it. And
Joseph Fiennes?
Yes.
I have no idea who Joseph Fiennes is.
Shakespeare in Love. He's also in Flash Forward.
Nipple Cream. Got it.
Yes, Nipple Cream. Yes. Senor Nipple Cream when he's in Mexico. So she saved a part of it for me to watch, and it was a cameo by the Mythbusters when they were doing... the Darwin Award for the guys who supposedly strapped a Jado rocket onto the back of their car, and the dude like buried himself in the side of a mountain. It was David Arquette's bit that they were doing, and the Mythbusters were playing the military surplus guys selling him this rocket. And it was kind of funny because that was one of the very first myths, one of the very first big myths, especially that the Mythbusters did. And I'm watching it, I'm like, hot damn. Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman can, you know, they can host the show, they do a really good job, you know, they're compelling, they're funny, all the rest of this stuff, but if you give them words to say, completely flat. Like, these guys should not be acting, and yet, they can host their own show, and say essentially the exact same words of, like, you know, exposition and whatever, and it's fine.
They're not even that good on Mythbusters in between, like, you know, because there's parts that are clearly acting like, hey, that's a great idea, we should totally test that. I'm like, yeah, he just came up with that, shut up.
Yeah, but when they're, like, talking off the top of their head about, okay, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and it was, like, the same kind of shit that they're supposed to be doing in the, you know, acting part, and it's the same kind of shit they're supposed to be doing in the movie.
Acting!
But it's like, oh my god, this is so stilted. Just talk like you're going to talk, man.
Just do it, baby. Acting lessons from Andy.
Take a look at him right there. He's the man. And he's trying to keep you down.
Andy knows what he's talking about. He's the hottest actor out there.
Fear him, for he's the man. So I was talking about my own little bit of acting.
Genius.
Yeah. Genius. You know, it was fun. It was fun to make, but man, like going back and watching my own parts in that little video you made, Tim. Mm-hmm. Cringe-inducing.
Yeah, try being in the entire video. Not only that, you also are responsible for the script. Like there's no, I can't look at any part of this video and not be embarrassed. Even when I'm not on screen, it's my fault. Because I was like, ah, fuck, one take will do it. Let's wrap it up! For the uninitiated, we're talking about... I made a video for a then-friend of mine. Not so much anymore. Oh, wait, which one are you talking about? You're talking about the one we made for Holly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good old Holly!
Yeah, that was... because that was the one where you gave me the line, take a look at the man, and I...
Well, because I was rethinking that you were actually in Irmageddon a lot more than what we made for Irma.
Yes.
But, yeah.
By virtue of living with you.
No, Noah wasn't in any of them. At one point, he was upset about
no!
that.
No! I was not! No one loves me!
So anyway, a friend of Holly's had her boyfriend had made her a video for her birthday, and so for her next birthday, me and a bunch of her friends made her a video, and then Holly's birthday came around, so I got a bunch of her friends together and made a video. But it was it was like ripping off of plots from other movies. Plots.
Ooh, I got a plot. Ooh. Ooh, God. I'm beklempt. I got a plot.
You're a strange bird.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was like aliens from Independence Day had come down, and their leader was Darth Vader, and he had stolen the birthday cake of this one person, and like we had to get it back, but in order to do so, we had to go back to the future. Like it was all this, and like it was a scene that was kind of like Ghostbusters, and then her then boyfriend was like Superman, and he came in and saved the day. Like it made no sense whatsoever.
Holly had a boyfriend?
No, sorry. This is the
oh
other girl.
Oh
yeah.
Giant Jugs, as we like to call her, because she had them.
Oh my god, yes. And Tim, ooh. Tim, like a genius, filmed a scene where she had to run from point A to point B, and point B was closer to the camera than point A. Oh. So they were right up front and center, just...
Tim is a genius director!
It wasn't even on purpose either. Like, we were watching it back, and she's like, damn, look at my tits bouncing. I was like, well, I wasn't, but now I am.
Now I can't do anything else.
Now there's nothing else going on in this scene.
And I remember the first time Tim showed me that film, and yeah, I think I said about the same words. Wow, film. Look at her tits bouncing.
Film. Let's calm down.
Sorry. Tape.
Come on, it was like a film, baby.
No, it was some 9mm shit. Tim was making a snuff film.
It's not like the Academy was considering it at some point. Oh, this is a fine film. We might be able to put this in for best short subject.
Yeah, you should have done. Have you seen some of the shit that wins for short subject?
Do you know who has won the most Oscars of any person?
Harrison Ford?
No, he hasn't won a single one. Fuck the Academy.
Scorsese?
No, I'll give you a hint. I know. So, there's only a limited number of people that it could possibly be. Fuck it. It's Walt Disney. Jesus Christ. They're tied. Walt Disney and Jesus Christ.
Didn't you get what he was getting at, Andy? He wanted you to ask him. He's like, I know the information. I'm just asking you to be nice.
No, I really thought maybe you'd guess Walt Disney, but apparently
nope.
Scorsese was the next thing. It came to, you know, when I think Tim Babb, I think Scorsese fan, because you know how he hasn't seen the majority of
Scorsese. Scorsese was actually a joke, because wasn't Gangs of New York like his first Oscar? Or his first directing Oscar?
It was The Departed, and yes.
Oh yeah, it was The Departed, sorry.
You fail at life.
No, I just fail at Oscar.
You fail. You are a fail.
No, I do fail at life, but... completely different conversation. In this case, I simply fail at Oscar.
All right. Well, you can see a shitload of his Oscars at the Walt Disney Family Museum in San Francisco, which is where I was yesterday. Oh,
is
look
it
at
a
that.
Permanent fixture?
I'm not entirely sure if it's permanent. It's certainly they certainly spent a good deal of money on it, so I don't imagine it's leaving anytime soon.
Yeah, it looked very expensive.
Oh yeah, some of the stuff seems actually quite cool. Is
he from San Francisco?
No, but his daughter currently lives in the Bay Area, and I think the Presidio cut them a deal on the space, so that's where it is.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And how much was it to get in?
$20.
That's pricey. Was it? Do you feel
you pay $20?
Was it worth the price of admission?
When your mom pays, yeah, it totally is.
What about if you had to
not pay? Not your mom, Noah. I meant when my mom paid for me. So yes, it was worth having my mom pay for me. Yes, when Noah's mom pays, oh damn!
Oh.
He straight said your mama paid his admission to the Walt Disney Family Museum, dog. You gonna go out like that?
Right.
It's cool. Like it takes a, you know, like these different. Interactive exhibits take you from his pretty much his birth to his death. Whew! His death is a rough room, though.
Yeah.
It's like they show this news report of that was actually made the day he died. You know, that's sad. And they have all these editorial cartoons where either Mickey Mouse or the world or both are crying. And then they have like this, throughout the museum, they have these phones that you can pick up and you press buttons and you can hear people talking about various things. And like, it's, I think it's like 12 people telling about, you know, here's my reaction to Walt's death. If you get more than two people into that and you're not crying, you're dead inside. Dead!
I would not cry. Like a little bitch.
Well, that's because you're dead inside. Hello? Did you not hear the second part of that?
You're a little bitch, Tim.
You are dead inside.
A little dirty bitch.
Everybody was crying in that room, my mom said.
Yeah, they're all little dirty bitches. All
right.
Dirty bitches.
And there's this really cool model of Disneyland that exists, that's like a Disneyland that never existed, like, in terms of, like, there's stuff there that wasn't there at the same time other stuff was there, but it's all cool rides, and it's very detailed, it lights up, it moves around, it's all very... And however, that's, like, towards the end of the museum, and so the first time I went, I did not pace myself properly, so, like, it was almost time to close, and I had to rush through, like, what I consider to be the most interesting points of his life, Disneyland and beyond.
Well, you've been there more than once?
Yeah, I was there with the Nostalgia Crew for their sneak. They got to go before it technically opened.
Ooh,
ooh!
That's how I roll, son. I got friends.
That get you into Disneyland museums before it opens.
That's how. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how good that's going to do in your life, Tim.
Fucking it! It's already paid huge dividends.
Has it?
Yes.
How so?
I got to go to the Walt Disney Family Museum before it opened. Were you paying attention to that part?
Yeah. How does that help you later on in life?
That's it. That's all I needed.
Doesn't it help him later on in life?
I'm a complete individual. It's cool.
Awesome review.
They say you can get through the museum in an hour and a half, but I spent 5 hours there. I still did not, you just eventually walk away from an exhibit like, fuck it, I'm overwhelmed. I can't, there's no more information that I can drink in.
What the fuck, 5 hours?
Oh, Noah.
Well, we'll find out about 5 hours after Noah's mic fails. So unplug it, replug it, and fuck your mom. This Tancast Noah mic fail, where Noah has to unplug and replug his microphone, is brought to you by...
Star Trek, one of the biggest and most critically acclaimed films of the year, is now re-energized on Blu-ray and DVD.
Andy's computer is like the Enterprise. It seems like it should work, but every week there's an issue.
Suck it, you can suck it, Tim.
Did the Enterprise actually break down on its own?
Constantly!
Well, I thought it was usually a result of something someone else did.
No, it was shit like the computer would suddenly become alive, or...
Or the holodeck would suddenly malfunction.
Yeah.
Or whatever whatever convenience they had written into the show that would help them get out of a particular episode was for some reason down.
Yep.
Granted, okay, sure, maybe a photon torpedo or something did it, but it was always specific to whatever.
Gotcha.
Like, fuck, if we only had warp, we could get out of here. Well, the warp engines are down. Of course they are, faggot. Of course they are. Because otherwise, this episode would be 20 seconds long, and people would go about their day. I know. We'll beam down. Transporters aren't working. God damn it.
All right, I'm recording again.
So yes, 5 hours.
How do you spend fucking 5 hours there? How big is it?
I think it's what used to be an entire barracks of the Presidio, which I believe was an army base. So... Like, it starts downstairs, and there's two galleries downstairs, then you get into an elevator, which is made up to look like a train, so, like, you're taking the train from Kansas to California, and, like, even Walt is talking over the top of it, and then you get out, and there's yet another gallery, and then another gallery, and then another huge gallery, and then one more gallery, and then you go across with a really cool view of the Golden Gate Bridge, so this, like, this wall that's all glass. There's a mini exhibit as you're going through there, but don't go to that if the sun is, you know, on its setting era, because it sets, it's shining directly into that room, so you're trying to watch the TV screens, and the sun is bouncing off the white wall, and you're like, Christ, I can't see anything. I think I'm dead. Anyway, then you go around a corner, and then there's one gargantuan gallery, with a lot of little bits in it, and then the room where he died, and then one last room. And, I mean, he didn't really die in that room, but I mean, you know, the room
that'd
about
be sweet
where he died.
If they brought that room in there.
No, that would not be sweet.
Sweet.
I don't want Walt Disney's death room.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's okay.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Ah! So like, there's one like there's like little computer displays where you can like, but they're like not like actual computers where you like clickety click click, but like it's like this, it's just like this big flat surface, and you just touch it, and there's like a projection on it, and like the things you touch, you know, you can see like, you know, early animated drawings, interviews of people talking about shit that happened in the Disney Corporation early on, you know, talking about working with Disney or talking about making shit happen and yada yada yada. Fuck, you could just spend an hour there. There's like that much shit in that, and that, and that's just one room. Craziness, I'm telling you.
Yep, seems crazy. Like it.
There's this one thing where you can, it shows like you get to pretend like you're making sounds for a Disney cartoon, and it's kind of like Rock Band, except like instead of hitting different buttons, like there's like a symbol. It's not like a real symbol, but it's like a fake symbol, but you hit it and it makes a symbol noise, and like a box where it makes, where you pull the string and it makes like a sound like a cat is having its tail pulled. And there's like, I think
that's awesome.
I think there's like 9 of them, and there's supposed to be 3 people, and you're all supposed to do it at once. But when I was there with Mousetalgia, like there were so few people in the museum, and the other Mousetalgia people were busy, so I put on the headphones and I was trying to do it all myself. And the curator lady was like very amused. She's like, "Fuck, you were all over the place, like running from things, like."
Nice.
But me and my mom and Danelle did it, and we were not very good.
What?
Well, my mom does not understand the concept of Rock Band. Like, so as soon as, like, you know how, like, the notes come on, like, it's kind of similar to Rock Band. Like, so as soon as the note would come on the screen, she wouldn't wait for it to get to where the line is, because, you know, that's where you're supposed to hit the button or whatever. Mm-hmm. As soon as it would come on the screen, she'd be hitting it. So if the green button, as soon as it comes on the screen, she's like, green button, green button, green button, green button, and then it gets to the line, then that's when she would have hit it. Plus, there's also a cartoon going on, so you can see what you're kind of supposed to be doing. Like, when he's about to grab the cat's tail, you're like, okay, I see where I should pull the cat's tail thing.
Oh, he's coming with the cat's tail. Tug.
Like, the cat walks into the scene. In fairness, I had the cat's tail, so I'm not really saying anything my mom did.
Yeah.
That was my station. Yeah, bitches.
Timmy. All right, this link has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So.
Oh, and he's pulling a Noah.
I am. I'm just putting it up there so you guys can enjoy it later.
Why can't we enjoy it now?
Because Tim's talking now.
You get the idea. Disney Museum, good.
Yes.
In the Bay Area, check it out. If you can make a trip, go for it. Guess her muff?
Yep.
What does that mean?
About what you'd expect.
Tim, you want to hear some sad news?
Wait.
Tim doesn't want to move on from Guess Her Muff just quite yet. Tim wants an explanation.
Do you think you can guess how a babe keeps her muff based on how she dresses? Does your coworker's carpet match the drapes? Is that geeky girl in your glass secretly a sex kitten who shaves it bald? The answer might surprise... So, like, you click on these... You click on the here and you get to see... Yes, you do.
Yep.
You get to see the person naked. What's with the canon picture of the woman playing a video game? All right, Jesus Christ.
I just clicked on that one. Holy hell.
She's like holding herself up. With her,
yeah.
Like, Aah! Like she was springing towards the cameraman like the alien face huggers.
It's going to get you. It's coming for your face. Oh, what a shock. The girl with dreads has some hair. Jesus Christ, that girl's titties are just hanging out there.
Anyway, sorry, Noah. So,
and she had stretch marks on her thighs.
Hooray!
Noah likes hairy knees.
Strong knees.
Strong knees. Lots of hair.
Don't steal stretch my marks. Shit. Where's that from? I forget that that's even from anymore.
That was Tracy Morgan doing the crank anchors.
Oh, is that what that was?
I thought it was just some random internet shit. I didn't know it was actually Tracy Morgan.
Whoa.
All right. If you're at work, you should. I mean, you probably have guessed on this by now, but you shouldn't be clicking on Guess My Muff at work.
What? This totally seems work safe. I think you show it to your boss. See how many they get right.
What a fun game. It's a good team building exercise for the office.
Tell me how you got to that answer. Holy shit, that girl's got hair.
So what were you going to say to... You were like... Jesus.
New Moon. New Moon broke Dark Knight's single day record.
Fuck me.
For some reason, Twilight doesn't bother me as much as Transformers.
Oh, my wife read to me a little tiny bit of Twilight. Oh my god.
I just thought you might be sad that it broke the Dark Knight single day record.
What do you do?
No, you know what? That's just further proof that fucking teenage girls should not be allowed to have money or vote on anything.
You brought up this point last week, didn't you?
Yes, I did. About Titanic. And, so you think you can dance?
Really, dude. You can't be dissing on teenage girls when you're watching their shows. So you think I should dance? Or so you... Why is it dancing?
And
here,
really...
Here comes the dance.
Those who don't wear Crocs, let them cast the first stone. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Noah? Just for that, I'm going to take away Guesser Muff. No more for you.
How can you take it away? Did you create the site? No, you did not.
Nope, but I can hack your shit, dude.
No, you can't.
I'm a fucking internet ninja.
This girl with the bikini on the beach, alright, I didn't actually want to see the bigger picture of her on the beach, but, like, the picture of her showing her muff, like, she looks so disinterested.
What, you expect her to smile more?
Normally, naked pictures are like, hey, look, I'm naked. Like, they're trying to look all saucy. She's like, what the fuck ever? Here's my goddamn twat.
Can I have is that?
She's got a white bikini on. She's on the beach. White bikini with red flecks on it.
Okay,
girl,
I've got numbers.
Girl 1121.
Thank you.
Ooh, nice. This girl's got a scar on her belly.
She got stabbed. I'm not stabbed.
Tim, you are absolutely right. She's just kind of looking away, like, fine.
I'll
look inside.
Show it if you must.
Yeah, girl 1121 needs to do a little bit of work at the back door there.
Wait a minute. Girl 1117, I don't buy it.
You don't buy that it's her?
Yeah, she... A completely different...
Right do you see right below it where it says face pic?
Yeah. I still don't buy it. Why would they have a complete... Like, it's like the before and after pictures of, like, a weight loss thing. And, like, it's a Mexican and then a white guy. Like, fuck. Not only does this thing help you lose weight, it helps you be white.
Nope. Same face. Different hair.
I don't buy it.
So, wait. What was the one that was on the beach? Okay, never mind. I see. Yeah, she does look kind of bored. Vagina. Yeah. Vagina.
You know what this site is? I mean, this site is 1,100 proof. Bits of proof. That if you let somebody take naked pictures of you, it's going to wind up on the internet. You will break up at some point.
That's why you don't let them include your face.
Whoa! I had not guessed 1107. Not only the actual area, but what would be happening once the clothes were off.
1107 looks like a teacher.
Yeah, click.
Whoa!
Got the fuck me riding boots on and a fucking champagne bottle halfway to Cleveland.
What? That seemed normal to me.
I want them to get...
How do you serve your wine?
I serve it cold.
You gotta let it breathe. You can't be doing that.
I want them to get 600 more of these so that there can be a girl 1701.
And I know what you want her to be wearing.
Yes, I do.
A red shirt.
There's a Hall of Fame. Jesus Christ.
Probably for the highest rated.
Really?
Muffs.
Why is that why is girl 998 in the Hall of Fame with her saggy baloney nipples?
Baloney nipples?
Cause she got some huge titties.
I always forget some of the best entertainment.
What was the number you're looking at, Tim?
Saggy baloney nipples? 998.
Okay.
It's on the side in the Hall of Fame.
Saggy baloney nipples.
I forgot some of the best entertainment you get on these sites is reading the comments, and one person wrote, I like that snatch. That just sounds funny to me. I like that snatch. I like what you're doing there. I like the cut of your jib and your snatch.
Well, that girl's got some big titties too.
Some douche, all capital letters. Sweet! Sorry, I'm now looking at girl 935. Oh, actually, I'm really looking at her comments. I would pound that in submission. No, you wouldn't. Calm yourself.
What? You don't think he would?
Now that's my kind of chica. I'd bury my tongue so far up her ass I could taste her spleen.
You wouldn't do that either, sir.
You know what I love about that one? It's like, anonymous, 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 Leonard Mazzola said that one. Not only that, but Leonard Mazzola included a link to his own website.
Well, naturally. Well, I'm going to leave some links, just, you know, try and get some more traffic hits for Tancast.
Tim, you should totally
his own website apparently
like
being bronxdeli.com.
You should dress up like a chick, Tim, and then post your before and after picture. Guess my stuff.
And then, like, I'll have my shit tucked back, but I'll be wearing a Tancast t-shirt.
Oh, man.
I'll be like, oh, this is more offensive than Tancast.com. And just leave that on every single picture. Nice work all the way around. Enjoy the precision detail work on the muff. Nice lips. What do you think, Mr. Vegas? Let me check in with Mr. Vegas. What do you think? Like, I like it, but I need to know what Mr. Vegas thinks of this muff.
Wait, Mr. Vegas, does it make me gay if I like this muff? No, no, no. This is an acceptable muff. Oh, good. I was so afraid.
I can't.
But
get
now I've got the Vegas okay.
I can't get a hard-on without a Mr. Vegas approval. Mr. Vegas, can you sign off on this? Can you rubber stamp my erection?
We're horrible men. We're horrible people.
At least we're just making fun of people on the internet now. At least we stopped, you know, ogling over these women and their respective body parts. Whoa. Really? I finally clicked on her snatch, and you know what? Why don't you clean up that red eye? Come on, they've got programs.
It's really just detracting from the picture. How am I supposed to pay attention to the cut of her jib if she's got red eye?
Yeah. If she looks like she's changing into Teen Wolf midway through this picture. I don't have time for this. She's going to be really good at basketball for no explained reason.
Look into my vagina!
Wow, that was frightening.
That's girl number 7.
Come see my beautiful cervix!
Oh, didn't love that one.
Call back.
I fear girl number 7 cannot possibly be old enough for me to be looking at that.
Let me check.
Girl number 7 of all time?
Yeah. No, it just says girl number 7. That's her number.
If you look in the Hall of Fame, she's all the way at the bottom.
Bottom.
Oh, man, I bet she's 18.
Months?
I don't know.
That would be
she's 18 in my head.
I mean, I don't know how closely this guy checks.
strike me as like, I gotta have the finest quality, nothing but the best.
Well, due diligence.
Like, yeah, I don't think he has like records of a girl's age on file.
Nope, just some dude. Man, fuck that bitch.
Where's the legal team? I want them to check this out, make sure it's all squared away. I'm trying to find girl 1. I want to see what started this mess.
What started this whole shebang?
Emphasis on bang. Igoo!
Shebang, shebang.
No.
Why do you make that? Igoo! What is that?
It's just a funny noise.
Igoo! I like goo!
I
like goo!
All right, girl 1, I cannot find her page. I don't want to scroll through all of them to get to girl 1. You know what? Fuck it. I don't care about girl 1. Congratulations.
Wow, that's weird. I found girl 2.
Maybe there is no girl 1.
Oh, shit. That'd be crazy.
Does that just blow your mind?
X-Blog? Does that work? Nope.
What's so funny? What did you do?
Okay. If you click on next blog at the top of the page, you'll find that the next block over is somebody's math page. Oh, wait, no. Now I went to Alex in Galaxy Land.
Evolutionary novelties is what I got.
Oh, okay, so it's something different for everybody? It's just completely different.
Like, it's just stuff on Blogspot.
That's just funny, because that means somebody coming from a blog like this is going to click, what about the next blog is? Twats in your face! That's what this blog is!
Look out
for vagina! Ah, vagina!
Girl number 2 looks like she accidentally dropped a toaster in her vagina.
She's got, like, the Don King vagina.
Her vagina's like, whoa!
It's fantabulous! It's amazing! It's scot-flabulous!
Scot-fabulous?
That was my Don King impression, knowing very little to nothing about Don King.
You know a little something about Don King, don't you? Don't you front! Don't you front, girlfriend!
Alright. I just know that Bubba from Forrest Gump played him in Ali.
Did he now?
He did. And LeVar Burton from Star Trek The Next Generation played Martin Luther King. Pulled out all the stops. And that's a conversation killer, apparently. Tim, we're trying to look at Muff. We don't have time to think about a biography about a Muhammad Ali starring Will Smith.
About Muhammad Ali.
Bahama.
I don't think that was as mumbled as you guys are claiming it was.
Oh, I am.
You are what?
Well, Tim.
I don't think Noah's response made sense. I don't think that is as mumbled as you guys are claiming it is. Oh, I think I am.
Oh, I think M4.
So I think they're frequently asked questions for this website, the Muff website, and there's one called "How Can I Submit Photos?" Thank you for interest, but this site is maintained as a hobby, and there simply isn't the time to handle submissions. Likewise, contact requests will not be fulfilled. Well, actually, there's no be fulfilled. But if he's not taking submissions, where the fuck is he getting all these pictures? Like, is this a hobby where he takes pictures of girls and take the picture of their muff?
It's probably one of those. He's probably just trolling, like the similarly to the, like the news groups back in the day, where it's like the, you know, several pictures of the girl and she starts dressed and ends up naked.
Maybe. It's solid.
Possibly.
I like how that's his hobby. So
I'd say that girl number one was removed from the site, and therefore girl number two is girl number one.
I like if you fill out like a dating form,
like a job application.
What are your hobbies? Well, I like to look for girls with pictures of their clothes and naked, and then have people guess what kind of muff they have.
That would be excellent in a job interview because the interviewer would say, "Me too." I just hadn't given name to that thought. You are my dreams given form, sir. Oh yeah, there's been a bunch removed apparently. I'm just scrolling up. I went all the way back to the beginning, and it goes 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 14, 16, 19.
Hike.
Yeah. It's just like 1, 2, skip a few.
3, 4, you're a whore.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so before I forget, let me talk about my next thing for you to try out, recipes.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah.
Oh, so shit.
This is the one Tim likes.
Tim likes Tim.
Each one Tim's liking. He likes when I have this. He likes.
I don't know why I went with that accent, but I went with it. Anyway, what did I like?
All right, Senor Winces.
The Mother's Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one is 2 liter of some lemon lime type soda. I think they recommend 7-Up recipe, but I just pick like the cheapest thing at Safeway, which is like, I don't know, whatever they have. But a 12-ounce can of lemonade, of concentrate lemonade, and then 12 ounces of gin. And then you just mix it all together gently, because if you stir it too fast, the soda will start to foam up.
Yes.
Yeah, and then that's it. And you just serve. You keep it in the refrigerator and serve it for later. And yeah, Tim, who doesn't like alcohol that much, enjoyed it.
This is true. I will sign off on that.
I made a couple times. One time with lime gin because it was on sale. That was pretty good.
All right.
Write it down. Try it out. Well, there it is. I think
if I can hop on your recipe train.
Oh, go for it. Hop on. Choo choo.
I came up with a smoothie that I enjoy and it feels worth recommending.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a banana, toss it in the blender. Pretty much just tossing all these things in the blender. So a banana, 3 or 4, or maybe even 5 frozen strawberries, a spoonful of ice cream, not like a huge amount, just a little bit of ice cream, 2 or 3 ice cubes, a liberal pouring of orange juice, and one of those Crystalite pomegranate immunity packets. Throw that in there, blend it all up. You got a pomegranate, orange, strawberry, banana smoothie goodness.
Except you're putting ice cream in there, so it's probably not as good for you as not putting ice cream in there.
I'm sure you could put in frozen yogurt.
That'd be better.
Ice cream.
All right, or you could just put in a little spoonful of ice cream. Never heard. It's not like a heap. It's not. I don't mean like a scoop. I mean a spoonful. So it's not a lot of ice cream, but it just helps the consistency a little bit.
Ice works.
I already put ice in there.
How about a spoonful of my frozen jizz? My frozen dusty jizz. No.
The ice does make a huge difference, though. I didn't realize that. Danelle told me that. She's like, you need to put some ice in there. I was like, what? Why would I put ice in there? It's just water once you blend. She's like, no, nope. Makes a difference. And it does.
I like, she's just like, no. Makes a difference.
She's like, oh, why did I ever marry you? Do you ever get tired of being wrong all the time? All the fucking time?
I should say, if you are into making smoothies and don't use fresh fruit soon enough, I like the Fiesta fruit bag from Costco. Has a lot of different fruits.
Yeah, you love the fruit bag. Boom!
Has papaya, mango, pineapple, and strawberry.
I love when Noah just keeps on going like, fuck it, nothing happened. I'm just going to keep going. Damn it. I just realized I talked really quietly. That's going to be annoying to edit.
What, just in general?
Yeah, well, our mics do not pick us up when we talk in anything other than our regular voice. So, like, when we start talking like this, like, I have to boost and then, like, get rid of the background noise that comes from the boost and then try it again and then get rid of the filtration noise that comes with... it's just annoying.
You should give a shout to that auto-leveler program we were talking about.
Oh,
damn, you hear
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you chibbity-fied.
Oh, by the way, this is our last episode before Thanksgiving.
It is.
You want to talk?
You know what I'm thankful for?
What's that?
Guessing her muff.
I'm thankful for food.
No. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Noah.
I'm thankful for food.
Yeah, me too.
Just food.
My wife and I will be staying in this Thanksgiving instead of going out to visit any of her family.
Any of the family coming to you?
Nope. Because we want the sort of low stress, low key before she leaves for like a week and a half before I do for Christmas. So it's just going to be the three of us. And we have actually, since we moved out here, done, like, the whole huge Thanksgiving. Like, cooked a whole turkey, made a ton of mashed potatoes, made sweet potatoes, made green beans, made all... made our own cranberry sauce. We had family coming, like, a couple of days after, so we'd planned on having a ton of leftovers anyway, but... Fuck me, that took us hours and hours and hours. And we were like, hot and sweaty and tired, and it's like, it's time to eat, but we both just want a nap. So this year, even though we're staying home, we're totally going to let Boston Market do the cooking.
You guys love fucking Boston Market.
They do. Fucking, I think they're going to have to check into the fucking Atlanta Market so they can be closer to fucking Andy and Caitlin.
And, I mean, Tim, do you know how calories a serving of Panda Orange Chicken has? 500.
La 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 la.
Oh. Andy doesn't want to hear this. That's a lot, Tim. If you think, oh, that's not much.
That's not as bad as I fear as other things that I've.
That is only
eaten.
That is only the serving, the one serving of orange chicken. If you get like, hey, let me finish, nigga. Let me finish. Can I finish?
I got you. You're gotten. There's no need to continue talking. I got you. No, I'm just kidding.
Any of the other side dishes have about 400 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So,
including the broccoli beef?
Sorry, the side ones. Well, unless you get the vegetables, which I doubt any of you get the fucking steamed vegetables.
I will sometimes do half steamed vegetables and half either fried rice or steamed rice.
Don't lie to us and yourself.
He's like, what really happened is one of the steamed vegetables fell into my rice. I ate half of it.
And I was like, what? That's not fried. What really happens, he's like, look, fill the left crock up with fried rice. Fill the right crock up with orange chicken, and I will slurp them down.
But anyways, Pat Express...
You know what? Crocs are great insulation. It comes home warm.
Anyway, what?
I was just going to say, the average probably Pan Express meal has probably like 1,200, 1,300 calories.
Yeah, that's par for the course for eating out.
No, I went to Red Robin for eating out.
Yeah, I went to Red Robin last night, and I had, I was looking at their Caesar salad, their Caesar wrap. Like, it's a wrap. It's not even like a full-on salad. It's not, whatever. I think total, 1,800 calories.
But I think it's where you eat. So I wouldn't say it's par for the course if you eat out. I mean, if you choose healthy places, and then that's not par for the course.
Yeah, have you seen the amount of butter they put on, like, every piece of bread?
If you choose
healthy
places...
Are certainly in the... granted, you're by hippy-dippy San Francisco, but mm-hmm. healthy places are certainly in the minority for dining options. Look at most of America.
Well, like,
so I eat at Bob's Butter House of Butter with butter.
At Panda Express, if you get, like, the vegetables, that has 90 calories. If you get the Kung Pao chicken, that only has, like, 200-something calories.
Also, and if I'm you sure get the vegetables, a team of people punch you in the arm.
No, they don't.
And say, get some real food, faggot.
No, they don't.
It's very hostile.
But I've been tracking my calories.
Wait.
Clearly, and then feeling superior to the rest of us.
No, I don't feel superior.
You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for the fact that once I hang up with this, I won't have to hear from Noah until after I eat a ton of fucking food for Thanksgiving. That's what I'm thankful for.
Wait, so did you go to Panda Express?
No, I haven't.
No, Noah just wants to hate on Panda Express because he knows you and I find it delicious, and he's not allowed to eat it anymore because he's grown a vagina.
No, I'm allowed to eat whatever I want. I don't want to eat it because I don't want to get
fat. Noah, check your pants. Is your cock turned into an innie?
When I work out, I have a picture of you, Andy, hanging up above me. I'm like, do not want to look like him. Do not want to look like him.
It's like Rocky IV with that picture of Drago in the mirror.
Exactly.
And when Noah gets skinny, he's just going to crinkle it up.
Noah doesn't want to be tall and awesome.
Awesomely fat.
Hey, man, there's just more of me to be awesome.
Another one of those high-concept intellectual debates we're famous for on Dancast.
Talking about that lemonade recipe made me really want a Lynchburg lemonade.
Lynch. Go get one. You're adult. You can go get one.
I know.
But, like, okay.
No, actually, I can't because it's fucking Sunday and goddamn Georgia with the blue laws. Fucking paternalistic bullshit.
All right.
Makes me stabby.
All right. Let's all relax.
So, what was Tim going
to
say?
But, like, I'm sure if you compare that to a meal at KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, I bet Panda Express is either the same or possibly even lower.
I wasn't saying Panda Express is worse than anyone else. I was just surprised.
Yeah. Well, you said it's not par for the course for eating out, and those. I mean, McDonald's is perhaps the place more people eat out than any other.
But you're picking fast food places, though. I mean, eating
Panda
out.
Panda Express is a Panda Express is a fast food place.
Right, right. I wasn't saying. I was saying you're picking fast food places. I just picked Panda Express because I was surprised how much calories there were. But if you go to other places, there are healthy options. And there are healthy options at Panda Express. Healthier options with less calories.
So it's still par for the course for eating out. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not. It's what you eat.
It's par for the course for eating out your mom.
No, it's par for the... Okay, I'm not saying there's not ways you can eat out better, but it's par for the course in terms of, like, that is the average... Like, the average person eating out is eating a shit ton of calories.
I'm going to go with Noah, with Tim on this one, Noah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I think if you think about it, you don't have to. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
right, yes, people are stupid and they're not choosing correctly. I'm saying that's all I'm
Tim
saying.
Is saying par for the course.
But I'm
Tim
saying,
is saying
par for the
this
course,
is
like
the
every,
average
everything
for
you
this.
Eat has to have those calories. That's what I was saying. Like you,
well, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
But par for the course means the average player going over that particular section of lawn with
no,
the ball
no, no,
that
no. He wasn't
around.
Talking about the average person. He was talking about that particular meal, that being par for a course for a meal. And I don't...
I'm exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So the average meal is probably like that. So you got the Tiger Woods out there who's going to choose a better meal, but the average person is going to be hitting that par.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the person, I'm talking about the meal. So you can pick different options.
It's stupid.
It's like arguing with somebody on Fox News. You're intentionally not understanding what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking
but
about the
But he doesn't care. That's the thing.
You're saying the average person is going to eat this meal. I'm not talking about the average person and what they eat. I'm saying the average meal doesn't have to be that way.
All right, but you're correcting what I said, and you don't need to. Because it's not... I didn't say anything wrong. You are just saying, hey, you don't have to eat like this. And I'm saying, right.
Okay.
All right. Good times.
Are you guys still friends?
No, I hate him.
You should kiss and make up. You should kiss and make out.
Friends? Fucking have his balls in my mouth later today.
Good friends.
Friends with benefits.
Good college friends.
Noah, you alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Alright.
I burped.
That part I heard.
Noah, go look at Muff. You will cheer up.
I'm not down.
You're down.
No. No matter how you're feeling, if you just won the lottery... And then you go look at Muff, you'll be a little further up.
Well, that may be
It makes every day a little more magical, a little more special. Noah, I've declared today Muff Day.
Just a little safety tip for anybody out there. If you're thinking of binding your own hands with duct tape, I would think against it.
That video is fucking hilarious.
What?
The guys from Stuff You Should Know, they were on the population episode, they were talking about the census taker who killed himself. Actually, they talked about it in a previous episode, and they brought it up again
Right.
And they were saying that, you know, he may have actually killed himself, and then Josh goes, well, if he killed himself, how did he bind his own hands with duct tape? And I was like, I'm pretty sure you can bind your own hands with duct tape. So I made a video of me binding my own hands with duct tape, and duct tape is very sticky.
What? Really?
So aside from the wasted time I actually sat sitting there binding my hands with the duct tape, there was also the part where I had to take off the duct tape, which hurt like a bitch. And there was little bits of duct tape on my hands for the rest of the day. Like, no amount of washing would get it off.
We should put a link to that video in the show notes right here.
Done. Yes, it's on the Tancast YouTube channel. Yeah, Tancast it up.
Are you going to do a Tancast I Am Theater for the conversation Noah and I had?
Oh, perhaps. I saved it. I just haven't gotten... I have a whole bunch of I Am saved to make us an I Am Theater. I just haven't gotten around to it. Sometimes we're funny in written form.
Yes, sometimes we are.
If not, you can just say it. Probably get it out there faster.
I can't remember what it was.
Well, then fuck it. I'm glad we brought
it up. I was at work when it happened. Now I'm home.
Jackhole.
Fucktard.
Touché.
Thank you.
All right, I think it's time to wrap it up, and I have to pee. So, keep fucking that chicken.
Don't pee in your hands.
And splash on your face.
All right, everyone who's not at work, go guess that muff. Get back to us.
Don't pee on your face and splash it on your hands.
No. Because you got pee hands, when what you wanted was pee face. That's wasted pee. Speaking of pee, before we sign off and Tim actually goes pee, mm-hmm. I just want to say the season finale of South Park was funny, but a little disappointing.
That's usually how I describe South Park on a general basis.
It was a whole, like, take-off, pastiche, whatever, of disaster movies. Except it was a water park where they had gone from 80-something percent pee to, like, 98% pee, and it had caused a some sort of pee chain reaction. So they're kind of making fun of whatever that 2012 movie is, and basically every disaster movie ever. But it was all pee. And yet somehow it wasn't nearly as funny as a show entirely about pee should be.
I was hanging out with a friend of mine. We shall remain nameless for the purposes of this story. And okay. We were making fun of another friend we mentioned on the show with Van, the highly unfortunate friend who is not particularly attractive. She has bad teeth, bad skin, bad hair, and she is fucking huge. And they were making fun of her, like that she was... like she was just fat, and like she was like, I hope she doesn't live on the second floor of an apartment, because whoever living below, it's like Jurassic Park for them every day. Their glasses are just shaking. Like, forget that. She's climbing up the Adobe building and swatting down planes, grabbing some young woman by the neck, just rrr, rrr. And I was like, forget 2012. That's the disaster movie right there. 2012 pounds.
Oh.
I was so proud of myself when I came up with that, too.
That's hateful.
I'm proud enough to share it on this podcast. People who don't even know her. Did you say I'm a douche?
No, I said this hateful, Tim. Hateful.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Quite hateful.
And with that said, Noah, anything mm-hmm. anything to leave us by?
No.
Good night.
Noah was very assertive with that. No. No.
No. Thank you for listening to Tancast episode 75. I want to remind you to please go to iTunes, write us a review, give us a rating, because that's how people find us. That's how we might end up featured on the iTunes page. So please give us some love at iTunes. Always love your comments at Tancast.com. If you need to email us, fucktards@Tancast.com or yourmom@Tancast.com. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Only a few more days left in November, and then be sure to kick it off hard in December. Podcast Alley. Thank you very much. We will see you guys next time on Tancast, baby. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble. I'm a retard. Tancast.
Oof, 3/4 of the way to the big century mark, to proving that Tim was right to put a third digit.
Ha! I remember thinking to myself on episode 3, what the fuck am I putting this third digit for?
That's going to take us like 2 years.
I didn't think we'd do it, but we did it. Until Norway fucked us.